Vermes 95.
זוג בגמור. ואויב מויסי ורבוי שיה, הרי קוצי זיקי ככנוסו, גימל אחי, שניים מהם נשו עם שתי אחיות, או אישו וביתו, אישו ובס ביתו, אישו ובס בנו. So it's three brothers, two of them are married, two sisters, or Isha v'Imo, or Isha v'Bito, Arayas. And the first two die, Arayilu Cholzeis v'Leim Isiabnes. So Shitas Tanekame is very poshut. What is Shitas Tanekame? Tanekame holds that while the first two dies, so if the third brother does Yibum, if he will do Yibum to one of them, so he can marry the other one, because she becomes a Elve. So he's Mafkia Mitzvah Yibomim. So he can do Yibum to both of them, but he can do Chalitza to both of them. So that's the Shitas Tanekame. So Tanekame learns that if you have three brothers, two married, two sisters, a mother and a daughter, and the first two die, you do Chalitza, Yibum, both of them follow Yibum to you. You can't do Yibum because if you do Yibum to one, you can't do Yibum to the other one, and she becomes a Elva, you mafkeh mitzvah Yibamim. So you do Chalitza to both. Reb Shimon Poita. Reb Shimon holds both apotu meibum v'chalitza. Reb Shimon poita. Reb Shimon holds both apotu meibum v'chalitza. Why Reb Shimon holds both apotu meibum v'chalitza? So the Gemara says it's a drosha. Isha l'choyso l'isika ach litzro legalis ervoso. B'sho shenasu tzor izu lezu. They became a erve. It's also apotu. So this is the ptur of Reb Shimon. B'sho shenasu tzor izu lezu. It's a ptur of erve. Frag de gemore ve isal kedai doch kosaber bshimen zike ke knusa dam ye le yabem le kemaise ve tipoter i doch frag de gemore but if zike ke knusa so when the first brother dies so she falls to yibum to the third one not to the second one cuz she's a erva in the second one but she falls to yibum to the third one if she falls to yibum to the third one so be mele she becomes a erva so be mele if she falls to yibum to the third one she's his wife so keilu he married her. So now when the second one dies, it's Achus Isha falling to Yibum, so he's stuck in Pasha's Yibum. So why Reb Shimon hold that both are potu? If Ziki Keknuso had to be the aloche, that the first one falls to Yibum, to the third one, she becomes Keilu, she's married to him. So Keilu, he married Achus Isha. And if it's Keilu, he married Achus Isha, so now when the other one falls to Yibum, maybe she can't fall to Yibum. That's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rab Amram, Einachanami. Ma poiter nami, poiter v'shniyo. What Reb Shimon said, potu, he didn't mean that both of them are potu. He took a man, poiter v'shniyo. But Reb Shimon, poiter v'shtayim, sinisht hazeh. So this is the first chalik of the Gemara. So Reb Baruch Ber was medayik from this Gemara. I think it's a double poshut. But Reb Baruch Ber gishpart his eyes from this Gemara. That we see another shlav in the sugi of Ziki Keknusa. We see another hiskadmus in the sugi of Ziki Keknusa. What's the pshat? Till now we knew in Ziki Keknusa that if Reuben and Shimon die, Ki'ilu, both of them are Meyubin to Shimon, is enough to take one. This was the sugi of Ziki Keknusa. We saw in the sugi of Ziki Keknusa that it's not kosher Yehoya Bo'ilomo, it's Mitzor Beheter, because she's already Knusa by Shimon, so when Shimon dies, Levi is already coming B'Kach Shimon, it's not Mitzor Be'isu. That's even the sugi of Ziki Keknusa. Here we find another shlav. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. And Reuben dies, so she's kiknusa to Levi. So now when Shimon dies, Levi bichlal doesn't need to do yibum to Shimon, because the wife of Shimon is a erevefer. Because he's married to Eishes Reuben. Ki'ilu ziki kiknusa that Eishes Reuben is already married by Levi. So now Eishes Shimon, when she falls to yibum, she's batu. It doesn't give any kashi from the Gemara. So Ali ben Reb Shimon, why shteim p'tura is fakat? Eishes Reuben became a knusa to Levi, and now when Levi dies, and when Shimon dies, Eishes Shimon cannot fall because she's a erva. She's a yevama that is a erva. Zog Reb Baruch Ber, say, as the Gemara alein, zeh gishmak. says, aber was kann man tun, sie da hat dieses Schritt. Und dieses Schritt ist ein Betrilles Asugi, im Amish, in Yudzayin und Mutbeis. Und dieses Schritt ist bei Ätze, im Eurer der Scheile. Wo hat dieses Schritt ist bei Eurer? We know Ziki Kiknusa. Klar, dieses Schritt, how stark Take Ziki Kiknusa? How stark is Ziki Kiknusa? How stark? Ziki Kiknusa means, Mamish Kiknusa. And if someone else will do a nice beer with this isha, it's keilu he was boyalish ish. He was keilu boyalish ish. Mamish ziki kiknusa. Bepashtes rebor. Zogte teisus rit. Avada nisht. Avada is not mamish like ish ish. We have Gemara says, kidushin toifsin bi yevom el ashuk. It doesn't go le mandohama ziki kiknusa. We saw in the Mishnah is that if you mekadish the sister, the kidushin atoifes. It doesn't go to Mando Amar Ziki Keknusa. Zogde Teisus Rid, even to Mando Amar Ziki Keknusa, Avada, the Kiddushin HaToifes Me'achoyso. Avada, if you baller, is not Chayat. Keknusa, Kiilu. Legabi them, that the new brother that is born, it's not Koshel HaHoyo Bo Yilom HaMetzor BeYisru, already Metzor BeHeter. She was already by Shimon. She was already by Shimon. But not that she's mamish married to Shimon. Avada kiddushin toifsim bo. Avada Shimon doesn't look at her like she's mamish's wife, that he can't be Mekadosh's sister. Avada Shimon wants, nahinu, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, and his wife falls to give him to Shimon, ziki kiknuso. If Shimon goes and is Mekadosh, the sister of the Yevomo, Avada kiddushin toifsim. And kiddushin mafkiim zike. As I learned, alle tanoim, alle amiroim. No one was choylik, but it's totally the sugi of ziki kiknuso. It's not mistab, as I said, the taste is rin. So it's a chidush. I want to be clear. The Keren Oiro and Imre Moshe was pushed to them without, they didn't see the state of Sreed, that Avadilem and the Omar Zike Keknuso, if Reuven dies and she's Keknuso to Shimon, so Shimon goes now and is Mekadosh's sister, it's not her. And what the Gemara says, Kiddush in Tasting be Yevom HaLashuk, it's not the Mando Omar Zike Keknuso. And Avadil Shimon cannot go marry the sister of his Yevom, she's like his wife. But in Tasting Sreed, it's not the Mando Omar Zike Keknuso. Tasting Sreed, it's Zike Keknuso. Yeah. But mikol mukim avada, you could mekadosh his sister. Avada, you could go and kiddush and teisim be yevom el ashuk. Avada, she's not an ishus ish. Fine. Kiddush and teisus rit. When you can't clear enough that, as I gestalt the teisus rit. As I gestalt the teisus rit. Say. Frag the boruch be'er, but take our sugya. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies. So Shimon can do Yibum, two sisters. So Levi can do Yibum. So she's cooking to Levi. Zog the Gemara, if Shimon dies, I leave it to Reb Shimon. The Yevomah, Shimon's wife doesn't fall to Levi. The Isav, Reb Shimon, Ziki Kiknuso, Leyabim, Lekamaisa, Vetipot, Aridach. Why? Because the first one is Kiknuso, the second one is Eishas, Achos Isho, the Ziki is not Chal. If you don't taste Srit, Avad is Ziki Kiknuso. But we said, I couldn't Mekadosh the sister. Kiddushin Taifsim Bo. If Kiddushin takes him in a sister, so if the sister falls Leibum, Mechateza she will not fall Leibum. Mechateza she will not need Chalitza. Chimnochim, when he brings the Kashi from Baruch Ber, he says, we know why a Yevom is Potter. Lokachas, ein Kiddushin takes him, but Alamal, the Droshes war, Erva, that is Mufka from the Parshas Yibum, from Araya, she's Mufka in Gansen, she can't have a Parshas Yibum. Here the sister, if the brother would go and marry the sister, Kiddushin takes him, like the Teisus Rit. So Teisus Rit says, if Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, married two Yevomas, and Reuven dies, to Noshim, and Reuven dies, so Eishas Reuven is Kuka to Shimon, but Shimon could go and Mekadosh the sister of the Yevoma. So even if the Yevoma is his wife, Abba Mikol Mokoyim, Afazei Vait, even if the Yevoma is his wife, Abba he could be Mekadosh the sister. So the Ziki is not a stira, the Erve, the marriage, the amount of the Yevoma is Kiknusa, doesn't mean that she's Mamish a wife, that her sister is a real Erve. Kiddushin Tavsim by her sister. And Eishasish is not Eishasish. Kiddushin Tavsim bo. And in Argimor Mitzad Sheini state, that because the Yevoma is a Knusa, her sister doesn't fall to Yibu.
Why is more of a Kiddush than Miyabim Shimon's wife?
When Miyabim Shimon's wife will say, Val is a Knusa to Shimon. So when I take her, it's Kilo I took Eishas Shimon also. No, but say, when I do Yibum, so I go into the shoes of Shimon and now I finish it, and then now I have it. So I'm going Mikoyach Shimon. But Shaitan Teisus Rit, that Legabi Parshas Arayas, it's not enough. The Teisus Rit himself asks us, what is the difference? And he says, no. Legabi, that it's not Nesro, yeah. Legabi that it's enough to marry one, yes. Legabi Arayas, so. And what is the hesed? Like everyone said, Keknuso, Hashem Soifa. Who might say never married her? The Maisei didn't marry her yet. It's Ke, Hashem Soifa. So the Pshad is Be'ilchis Gibum, the Zika is already dear, it's Ke'ilu. Alas Fala Sagut, Abara Erbe, is when I marry a lady, her sister is also. Hazei Shetik Deir. If you take one sister, you can't take the other sister. I didn't take. In the Pasuk state, Isha Lachoyso Loi Sikach. Nish Givan Tikach, Keknuso. Aber nicht gewend tikach. In der Pasche von Yibum, sie heißt. Baba Ilomoi, sie heißt nicht so, aber hätte. Aber von der Pasche von Isha Lachoyse Loi Sikach, sie heißt nicht gewend tikach. Sie heißt nicht gewend tikach. Sie heißt nicht gewend tikach. Es ist nicht gewend tikach. Was? No, I thought it doesn't mean that he has to talk. The moment means to say that he will have a koyach to me, Yabim one. That he have a koyach to me, Yabim one. It doesn't mean that he has to do the Yibum. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why Reb Shimon Poitel b'shteyem? Do a Yibum to one. Do a Yibum to one. Why to make Yibum to Shteyem? But not only after he does Yibum, the second one, the Patu. Reb Shimon Poitel b'shteyem. Fight the Gemara, why Reb Shimon Poitel b'shteyem? Why Reb Shimon Poitel b'shteyem? Liyavim b'chote. But not after he does Yibum. So Reb Ochber said, stay doing the Gemara. That Ziki Kiknusa is enough even to make a shame erve legabe yibu. Klo miveisnish. Klo miveisnish. The Bochber says, Azei Zetman. Sag noch einmal, in Pashas in Rashbu, Zag Bochber is mashma nisht azei. Kerenoiro is mashma nisht azei. Nimra Moish is mashma nisht azei. Aber lefi de teis esri dafku min arois azei. Sag Bochber, it doesn't have a hesbet. Just says, we see that legabe shem arayis, it's enough. Legabe shem erve is enough. Sag Bochber, aber kommt euch, that we allemal we say erve gufa le tzrich ekro. That, you know, if a lady is a erve, she doesn't need to do yibum, because it's ein eser derech alesis she yesh bekoros. Here is no koros. If I marry the sister, kiddushin tefsim in the sister. She's not a real erve, the sister. So here, why is she spotu? Well, it's a gzeres akosu fun oleo, that a erve is spotu me yibum, and the ziki keknusa is enough to call her a erve le yibum. The shame ziki kiknusa is enough to call her erva to yibum. As I said, that the shame ziki kiknusa is enough to shaf oif that she's called the erva to yibum. If the legabe andu zachin she's not called the erva, legabe tfisis kiddushin, avad the sister is not mamisha erva, aber legabe yibum it's enough, legabe ptur yibum it's also. Isha la choyste vesikach litzer oleo legabe sirvosa. Right, also a choyste isha, noch amol. No, it's doom. Achos isha alein is gzeras hakosu that she's part of me evil. We only medame what kind of rayas are doing to the hekesh. What kind? This is the erva that you chayev kores. Even if in this case you're not chayev kores, this erva is in the drosha fun oleo that she patters me evil. So I thought if someone would ask us, when we end the kibom is like a boch ber. Why you need a pasuk to pato a erve? Erve gufa leitzich ekro, oma rove, erve gufa leitzich ekro, and esen nechalesh yishesh bakores. This tzor alefi to taste the srit, kidushin toif simbo. This lady that fell a yibum, Reuven dies, she's a chizisho, and she's cooked with a shimen, and then shimen dies, be'etzem eish a shumen, avada, she's not a chayvi krisis, she's not a chizisho. She's only a chizisho, Hashem erve from a chizisho. When I feel a chizisho is pato, not a gzeres a kosu from a leo, patos. Rabbi Mamshel the Gemara. So frag the Gemara, Mikol Mekoyim, Reb Shimon Poitel b'shteyem. Omar Rove, Shnir Shebezug Ze, Veshnir Shebezug Ze. So Rashi shtals the Gemara, that we're talking, that the three brothers are married, the first two are married two sisters, and they married a mother and a daughter, and they married a bas, Isha Bas Bito, and they married a Isha Bas Bno, but at least the first two. So, the two first brothers, Reuben and Shimon and Levi, is only three brothers. The first two are married two sisters, and they also married a mother and a daughter. And now the first two die. So Reb Shimon for sure holds the first one is Ziki Keknusa. So when Reuben died, she's Keknusa to Levi. And now when Shimon dies, she's Patu. When Shimon dies, Eishi Shimon doesn't follow Yibum. You ask the Kasha, so why it says Reb Shimon Peter B'shtayim? It's Shnir Shebezugze, V'Shnir Shebezugze. It's two ladies. It's one that is a sister and one that is a Isha Vabita. Zag Nemorik, Otoi Rove Ma'al Bezugin. Chode de Oy Oy Ktoni. It doesn't say that all of them married two brothers. It's four different cases. Oy Reb Shimon Poiter Ba'al Bosa Mi Boyalei. If it's four sets, so you have to be pater in all the four. ואוי תנא רב שמעון פויטר בשתיהם מן החליצו מן האיבום שנאמר ואיש על החויסו לא יסיכך ליצרו בשעה שנעשו צורת זו לזו לא ילכו לכוחים אפילו באחס מהם. שתית קלון רב שמעון that the פטור is not because the first one is ככנוסו and the second one is פוטו. אלא אמר רב אשי, אידן נופל בזה אחר זה אוכל נמי לפי רב שמעון זיקי ככנוסו to the first one and the second one is פוטו and the first one you could be מייבם. אוכל מהסכין אידן נופל בבסחס. רב שמעון סבל לכי רבי יסי הגלילי דרום הרב שר לצמצי. So the Torah says, "Ein echanami bezeach arzer." Reb Shimon holds the two brothers, three brothers, two married, two sisters, and a mother and a daughter. And the first one dies, so the first one becomes zikik knusa to the third one. And when the second one dies, the second one is potter, and the first one is chayev. What is the case that Reb Shimon is potter b'shteim if they died with asachas? So you can't say zikik knusa to either one. Aber as a nukto, litzro b'shosh shenasu tzor ezul ezul lo yelcha lekuchim afilu be'achas me. B'shosh shenasu tzor ezul ezul lo yelcha lekuchim afilu be'achas me. This is the p'tu. So stam, before we go in the Keren Oiro, Tashen Echeshben. Look the Keren Oiro. I like the Zab, before we go into the Oimek of the Sugya. The Gemara is saying, how it could be that they fell together. Ki Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, Efshar Letzamtze. Zadrichak. Look the Keren Oiro, he has a better Echetimtze. Three brothers. The first two married two sisters. The third one is a little kid. So when the first one dies, you can't say Ziki Keknusa to the third one. Because if you say to the cotton, you don't say Ziki Kiknusa. Then the second one dies, also you can't say Ziki Kiknusa. Now he became Bar Mitzvah, so he has both of us achas. So he says Ziki Kiknusa, you can't pater. Of them is a litzro, b'shosh, and has a tzor, azul, azul, they become potu. Zog them, you can't mucha, the bear cotton, you say Ziki Kiknusa, und the lake the galanti. So here, Be'etzem, the Keren Oiro brings the galanti, is here in this cheshvet. Why the Gemara is saying, Echetimtze, and again, he says, "Efshar letzamtzem is a doicha." Or kimtan efshar letzamtzem is a doicha. So it's better not to say echetimtzem efshar letzamtzem than to say such echetimtzem. Nachzor leinyonei. Aber what steht in the Gemara? Mimor steht da zeh that if they died bevasachas, so it's no ziki kiknusa, and then Reb Shimon is poita mitzad litzro b'shosh shenasu tzor ezu lezu lo yo lekuchim afilu be'achas. But if take is one after each other. So then the first one falls leibu, and now the second one. Lama zen good, the Rashi. Shnio shebezug ze, im oyu shloisho achim, shnai mehem nesuim shnei achyois, ve isho bebito. So Rashi is drawing in Echetimtze, two brothers, shnai nesuim shnei achyois, ve isho bebito. So the first two are married two sisters, and they married the isho bebito. ומייסו שניהם ונופלו לפני השלישי אחס מן הראשון המסייבמס כזיקי ככנוסו because she, anyway when the first one dies she's not skuka to Shimon because Shimon is married to her sister but she's skuka to Levi ושתיים האחרון הוא ספטורס חודם הראשון הוא חשוב ככנוסו ומסייבמס והשני ספטורס אחס משום ערבה דהי מיני מן הראשון הוא חשיבתי ככנוסו יסלחו לקרובס בשתיים So let me then good. This Rashi Be'etzem is meduktik every word in the Rashi. Rashi says like this. Reuben, Shimon and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married two sisters. And a mother and a daughter. Reuben dies. So Eishes Reuben becomes Skuka to Levi. Not to Shimon. She's the Erva and Shimon. She's a sister of Shimon's wife. And she's a mother of Shimon's wife. So to Shimon she doesn't fall to evil. But she falls to Levi. And then Shimon dies. So Val, the wife of Reuven, was already kiknusa to Levi. So Eisha Shimon is ptura. The Moshe, for Rashi. Reuven is married, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is married to a sister, and Shimon is married to a sister. And Reuven is married to a mother, and Shimon is married to a daughter. When Reuven dies, so his first wife becomes knusa to Levi. So now when Shimon dies, her sister can't fall to evil. It's the Chayarve. And Mele, she patterns the tzara also. So this is what Reb Shimon holds, that if the first one dies and then the second one dies, you do Yibum to the first one, and you don't do Yibum to the second one. That's what Reb Shimon. So this is Rashi's Echetimtze and the Sugya. So Rav had a mistake, that the case is, Reuben and Shimon are married two sisters, mother and daughter, a mother and a granddaughter, a great-grand, all the Echetimtze. And the Rishonim, the Tesis Yeshonim, Tesis Sarosh, and the Maharsho, all of them shtel on Rashi. Chutz from the Rishonim say that Rashi is a doichak. to be maimed the Gemara in such a chetimtze that Rove taught that the chetimtze is that Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are married the Isha, Bito Reuven and Shimon are married. All of the cases Reuven and Shimon married. Abba, lamazod. No shame say andere chetimtze, the Teisishonim makes it leichter. Nishkin of Kimiritza, what is the andere chetimtze? Frag the Teisishonim Akashi and Rashi. And this is the heart be'etzem, what I want to get. Frag the Teisis Yishonim, we'll see him a second inside. Frag the Teisis Yishonim of Rashi Azeh. He doesn't understand. The Gemara had a kasha and Reb Shimon. How Reb Shimon holds Zike Kiknusa? Was the whole kasha in a braise? Reuven, Shimon, they die. Stay that Levi has to miyabim. Why? It's enough to miyabim one. And the Gemara said, you saw it. Zike Kiknusa betray lo yamrina. If it's two brothers, you don't say Zike Kiknusa. Zike Kiknusa betray lo yamrina. This was the maskon of the Gemara. Now, what we're learning is, but maybe Zike Kiknusa bechat. And the Gemara tries to shlug that even in one, we don't say Zike Kiknusa. Oh, but that betray lo yamrina Zike Kiknusa, this was the maskon. Omar le abayim iloishoni loch benchad letrei. So, Zike Kiknusa betray lo yamrina. Dainu, if Reuven, Shimon and Levi, and Reuven dies, you don't say Zike Kiknusa to Shimon and Levi, because it's two brothers. You only say Zike Kiknusa to one. Our case, it's not two brothers, because Shimon is the Erve, so it's only Levi around. So it's not called two brothers. Right? This is the Gemara. Why we don't say Zike Kiknusa betray? We explained yesterday that in the Sugi of Yesh Zike, Avad you could say to two. What is Zike? The Agidus. Hashem gave me a present, He gave me a Yevoma. How close I'm to this Yevoma? How attached I'm to this Yevoma? Zike, Yesh Zike. This was the Sugya before. One, two, Hashem gave me. But by us, Zike Kiknusa is because I'm going to marry her. I can marry two. I only could marry one. So while I can marry two and I only could marry one, so you don't say Zike Kiknusa to try? You don't say Zike Kiknusa to try? You only say Zike Kiknusa to chat? This is the club. You only say Zike Kiknusa Techad, you don't say Zike Kiknusa Techad. Freg de Terimar Shor, Freg de Teis Yishonim. If our Sugya knows that Zike Kiknusa Techad lo yamrinen, only Lechad, so this Gemara doesn't make sense. Lefi Rashi. Why? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters and a mother and a daughter. Reuven dies, Rashi says. The wife of Reuven becomes Knusa to Levi. Why we said, because anyway she's not falling to Shimon because she's a Erve, so she's a Knusa to Levi. Now, Reuven has two wives. One that is a sister of Shimon's wife, and one that is a mother of Shimon's wife. Who becomes Knusa to Levi? Both of them or one of them? He has two wives. You say now that by two you can't say Zike Kiknusa. So the same thing, you can't say Zike Kiknusa when it's two Yevamim. You can't say Zike Kiknusa when it's two Yevamim. What? You can marry both, right? So maybe you only can marry one. So maybe if you only can marry one and you can't marry both, so you can't say Zike Kiknusa to both. As if I did this Yishonim. In the middle he says, it's like near Teis Nima Masr de Tanya. And the Teis Yishonim af and daf. אבל קושי דאיך יקום הרי דנופל בזה אחר זה אוכי נעמי דרב שימן סובר אוכי יזיקי וזיקי ככנוסו דמי או אמרין את זה בשתי יבומים לא אמרין את זיקי ככנוסו ואוכי נעמי קייבן דאי כהרבה יבומס אין לנו למה לרב שימן את זיקי ככנוסו דמי משום דלי הדינן איזה מהם ייקח ואין הזיקי מיוחדס The same thing when you have two yevomim, you don't say ziki kiknuso. So if in two yevomim, you don't say ziki kiknuso, and two yevomim also you can't say ziki kiknuso. And to Yevamis also you can't say Zike Kiknusa. What is the difference? It's a shtarke kash. So we have to know that Teisis Yishonim and Teisarosh Acholik and Rashi. They might be the Sugya 7, but what is the Yisoy that they say? That the Miyasa we have Yisoy is the Kemachleikis. Shitas Rashi. That even if it is Shlav, again, the Maisa, the Gemara is Choyzer, Itzub Rabo Yishir. The Pashas is no Zike Kiknusa Lefi Rabo Ishi. But the Shlav of the Gemara now is that betray ain't Zike Kiknusa, but Bechad yes Zike Kiknusa. Zog the Marsho, Zog the Teis Yishonim and Teis Arosh, Lefi the Tzad that betray ain't Zike Kiknusa, If ein ziki keknusa betray, so also in two yevomes is no ziki keknusa. And not only if Reuben dies and there's a Shimon and Levi, so there's no ziki keknusa to Shimon and Levi. Just even the Lama Zogin is only Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben has two wives. And Reuben dies. You don't say Ziki Kiknuso. Because as they have Lu Yitzir as two brothers, you can't say Ziki Kiknuso. So when it's two wives, you also can't say Ziki Kiknuso. And in Rashi steht nicht das. In Rashi steht, that even, that you can't say Ziki Kiknuso when it's two brothers, because you don't know who will be Miyabim, so here's no parsha of Ziki Kiknuso. But if it's two Yevames, you could say Ziki Kiknuso. Shaila is what? What is the difference? We have to know. It's Taka Machlekes. Tatis Yishonim, Taka Shlod Nusop. Tais Arosh, Taka is Choylek. And they said that B'chai Gavna, we don't say Ziki Kiknuso. The Taka Choylek in Rashi. And in Rashi steht nicht das. Zog dem Arsho Ateretz. Zog dem Arsho Ateretz. Zog dem Arsho. Ezo Chilok B'Yesoydoi, Shtei Yevomim, to Shtei Yevomis. So Shtei Yevomim, you can't say Ziki Kiknuso. Why you can't say Ziki Kiknusa to two Yevomim? Because you don't know who will take. You don't know who will take. As Frank Tess Yishonim, two Yevomim also, you don't know who. It's like there is a chiluk. And two Yevomim, every Yevomer cannot feel Ziki Kiknusa. Why she can't feel Ziki Kiknusa? She wants to feel Ziki Kiknusa. She wants to feel, I'm going to get married to him. The guy says, I don't know, tomorrow my brother could come and he could grab you to you. So I can't feel that I'm going to. No one has a control. No one has a shlita on her. The one brother will try to marry her. The other one could grab. That one will want to marry. The first one could grab her. So she doesn't have. You don't have to ask the brother. So everyone has a kerach to do what he wants. So she can't say she's going to get married to someone. So when it's two brothers and one yevama, you can't say she's kiknusa, because everyone could say the other one could take away from me. So she's not aiming to marry no one of them. Because no one has a shlita on her. Masha'enkin, when it's two Yavamas to one Yavam, the Yavam could do what he wants. So b'meila, everyone is controlled by him. Right, he can't take both, but he could do what he wants. So he has a shlita. As is the marshal. When it's two Yavamim and one Yavama, no Yavam has a shlita. No Yavam has a shlita who to take. What is kiknusa? The Yisoid of Kiknusa is, while I could take you tomorrow, even without asking you, the Lashon HaRosh is, Eino Mechuseres Mesire Lechube, the Yovim has a kerach to come and take. So it's Kiyilu she's married already. And two Yevomim, what do you mean you have a kerach to take? You will try to take, someone else will grab. So you can't feel that you already have her. So while you can't feel you already have her, Mash'egin and two Yevomis, you write that the Yovim can't take both. But every one of them that he wants to take, he could take. So on every one of them, he has a shlita. So it's a ziki kiknusa. No, now it's a ziki. The Rishonim say the ziki kiknusa is now. Vala, on everyone he has a shlita, so he has a ziki kiknusa. Let. As I zog the marsha. You could say it a bit in the andere sprache, in the londische sprache, if Nochem said it, that two yevomes cannot be zokuk to both brothers. Why? Because the Maisi only has to take one. Only one brother could take them. So they can't be married to both. And only one of them could take, only one of them could do the mitzvah. So every one of the Yevamim, when there's one Yevama and two Yevamim, who are you going to marry? I don't know, one of them. So Mele there's no Ziki Kiknusa. When there's one Yevam and two Yevamas, mitzad the Yevama, every Yevama has a mitzvah gemurah to get married. So the Yevama is Meshubah to get married. She doesn't know to who she will, but she knows to who she will get married. You're right, maybe the other one will do the mitzvah. So Kilo, when it's one, two Yevamim and one Yevama, so the Yevama says, I don't know to who I'm going to get married. So there's no Ziki Kiknusa. When it's two Yevamas and one Yevam, she knows who she's going to get married. She has a mitzvah to marry him. Maybe someone else also has a mitzvah. But she has a mitzvah, so she's married. When it's two Yevamim and one Yevama, so she's married, but she doesn't know to who. When it's two Yevamas and one Yevam, every Yevama is married. You're right, maybe he will not take you, but from your point, you mishuv to do the mitzvah. Mikol mekayim, as they state, maybe later will be masber, but as they state in Rashi, as they state in the Marsha, and as they shitas Rashi, so nochem. So shitas Rashi is miyusedes, As they fucking the Rishonim, that when his one brother dies, the Ainu Reuven dies, and he has two wives, we say Zike Kiknusa to Levi. We say Zike Kiknusa to Levi. Even though we're going now, and the betrayal of Amrinim, and the Rishonim learn Ishta Zay. The Rosh and the Rishonim learn, Balabatish, very partial. As they in two Yavomim, you can't say Zike Kiknusa, because you don't know who is going to take her. So when it's two Yavomim, you don't know who you're going to take. I mean, the glad guy, the Svorah Zake Tais Rishonim. Zog Reb Nochem, it's a pele. It's a pele. I want to go shlav by shlav. It's a beautiful zach. If you have it chapit klo, it's a gewaldic zach. We'll go shlav by shlav. The first shlav Reb Nochem gezog. Nochem is the shayne shlav. Zog Reb Nochem, but if you read Rashi, it's interesting. Rashi here doesn't say that both of them are zike keknuso. Rashi says when Reuven dies, he has two wives, one of them is Keknusa to Levi. We don't know who. Look in Lashon Rashi. Now there's two lines before the bigger lines. Zogt Rashi. A couple lines before. Zogt Rashi has a. The high min ayim min arishoynes. The chashavte Keknusa is lechode kroivo b'shtayim ashliyois. Nimtso ha'achas yoytes b'shum elva b'shliyo b'shum tzoroso. If I would be Rashi, I would say like this. Reuven dies. He has two wives. We'll call them Rochel v'Leah. Shimon has also two wives. Rochel number two is the sister of Rochel, and Leah number two is the daughter of Leah. So the Pashtas, when Reuven dies, they become Knusa to Levi. So when Shimon dies, both of the wives are Potur Meibum. Rochel number two is Potur because she's as Achos Isha, and Leah number two is Potur because she's a daughter. Rashi states no. Only one of the wives of Reuven becomes Knusa to Levi. So let me say when Rochel becomes Knusa to Levi. So by Shimon dies, only Rochel number two becomes Potur from Yibum. Why the other one is Potur? Because she's a Tzara Serve. Rashi could have said much more Poshut. When Reuven dies, both of his wives are Keknusa to Levi. So when Shimon dies, both of his wives are Potur from Yibum because they are Erve. When Rashi state Nishtas. Rashi state that we don't say Zike Keknusa to both. We say Zike Keknusa only to one of them. זה שתיתן רשי. והי מיני הוא דחשב אסקי כנוסו. זאת רב נוחם, עבדו ונעבדו, when the Gemara in the beginning in יותחס עמוד בייס said זיקי ככנוסו, she meant to both brothers, not to one of them. We saw in the Rishonim, זיקי ככנוסו is to both brothers. We said, if one can't take off, maybe the other one falls. But זיקי ככנוסו is to both brothers, not to one of the brothers. That's the Gemara the whole sugya. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, how I could do Yibum, it's Knusa to him, it's Knusa to him, it's Knusa to both brothers. And we said, Reuven dies, she belongs to Shimon, Avad is Zikik Knusa to both brothers. I said before, in the Gemara in the Dolim, that is Zikik Knusa to both brothers. Leman Do'oma yes Zikik and Zikik Knusa. And here Rashi states, that if Zikik Knusa, only one of them. So I'll give Nocham Azer. Avad, if he decided of the Gemara that Zikik Knusa letrei, so Avada, Zike Keknusa, even the Lemaisa, you're not sure who, of a valid potential, I have a koyach to do it, Zike Keknusa. But now that we're going, Lefi the Tzad of the Gemara, that Zike Keknusa betray, Loyam Rinen. So the Rishonim said, so if two wives, you can't say Bichlal. Rashi says, Val, I have a control that I could take them, and there's no different brother, we say Zike Keknusa. But you only say Zike Keknusa to one. You don't say Zike Keknusa to two. As they, Reb Nochem wants to say pshat in Rashi. That even that Rashi is mechadish, the like, Nochem, the Rishonim learn, that now we learn the Zike Ketrei Le'amrin and Bichlal. Even with two wives you can't say Zike Keknusa. As even in two Yevomim you can't say Zike Keknusa, and two Yevomim you also can't say Zike Keknusa. And Rashi steht nicht das, that you could say. Aber mit Durek in Rashi, that in this Shlav of the Gemara, you only can say Zike Keknusa to one of them, not to both. Because Lemaisa, you don't know who you're going to take. But Lemaisa, you can't. That, in the habit, I mean, of the Gemara, how we learn Zike Keknusa Letrei? Lemaisa, you can't take both. While I have a koyach to take, it's enough for Zike Keknusa. So you can have Zike Keknusa to two Yevamis. But while the Gemara was Mechadish, that Zike Keknusa Letrei lo yamrinen. So what the Gemara is Mechadish? If the Gemara Mechadish, Zike Letrei lo yamrinen, then we don't say, Val, it's Keknusa, but maybe it's enough. You say Zike Keknusa only because Befoyal you can take it. If it's only because Befoyal you can take it, so if it's only because Befoyal you can take it, So the Maisa, you can't take both. So in the brothers, the Gemara is Mechadosh Taki, that it's not Chal Bichlal. And the Yevomis Rashi says, while the Maisa, every one of them has a mitzvah, it's Chal. But Avad, it can be Chal to both. This is the way Reb Nochem upteaches Rashi. Ander zogen ander nusach in Rashi. That Pshat in Rashi is azeh. Pshat in Rashi is, Avad, both of them are Ziki Keknusa. But after he does Yibum to one, Shitas Rashi, Alamon, and Afroch Gimel, that is Galim, Mirsel, and Afreya, that he's the one and not the other one. So you're right, when Reuven dies, both of the wives become Ziki Keknusa to Levi. But after he's Meyabem Chode, so the Mafreya, she's the Yevama, and the other one is not a Yevama. As I said, we said in the Suga Ziki Keknusa also, that when you Meyabem one, the Mafreya, it's Nifka from the other one. So what Rashi meant, that only one of them will be Ziki Keknusa, Rashi means after you have been Yabim one, then the Mafreya, the other one will not be a Ziki Keknusa. And Lashon Rashi is a bit felt, but can't say that only if he was Yabim one, then we don't say Ziki Keknusa to the other. This is what Reb Nochem Gizok does. I want to go another shlav, and then we'll go back to that. It's a Shane Kashe from Reb Chanan and Kovitz Zahores, Simen Chofei, Ois Aleph. It looks like a Zaitike Kashe, but maybe we'll have a Mafteach to understand the whole Sugya with this Kashe. The Gemara says like this, the Lefi Reb Shimon Ziki Kiknusa. So Reuven, Shimon and Levi, and Reuven dies, and he's married, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and Reuven dies, so we say Ziki Kiknusa to Levi, and then when Shimon dies, so Levi, Take does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, and he doesn't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. Aber if noflu bevasachas, so then there's no ziki keknusa, so then the firib shimon, both of them are potu. This is the maskona sagimori. So nochem, so let me name the maskona sagimori. Maskona sagimori is like this. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. And you have Levi. Reuven dies, she's skuka to Levi. Shimon dies, so Eishes Reuven was skuka to Levi. Eishes Shimon is ha'erve achos isha, so Eishes Shimon is potu. If Reuven and Shimon die bevasachas, so we say, okay, there's no ziki keknusa to either one. So be'etzem had to be the aloche that you would do chalitza, because Eishes Reuven didn't become skuka to Shimon, and Eishes Shimon didn't become skuka to Levi, because noflu bevasachas. So be'etzem you need to do yibum to both, and you can't do yibum to either one. But you do, as be'etzem you had to do chalitza, but the aloche is, Reb Shimon has a drosha, ish lachoyis to lesikach litzro, legal esar vosho, b'sha'a shenasu tzor ezu lezu, lo yelikuchim afilu be'achas meh. Fragt Reb Chanan in Kovitz Zahores Simen Chofei Ois Aleph. Fragt Reb Chanan Azeh. Fragt Reb Chanan, he doesn't understand. Reb Shimon has a posuk that if Reuben and Shimon die b'vasachas, so you don't do Yibu. If Reuben and Shimon die b'vasachas, you don't do Yibu. Why? If Reuben will die first, it's poshut. Reuben falls le'yibum, Ziki Keknusa, and Shimon is out. But now that he fell Bevasachas, there's no Ziki Keknusa. Not to Reuven and not to Shimon. So be'etzem, you have to do Yibum. Or you have to do Chalitze. No, it's like Zerasa Kosuv. Yishu l'choysu l'sikach litzro l'gal l'servoso. B'sha'a sh'nasu tzor zu lezu. L'yechu l'kuchim afilu be'achas men. Frek Reb Chanan is a klal in Shas. Kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu bevasachas enoi. Dehai. What is the klal? A person marries a lady. Then he wants to marry the sister. You can't. What if you marry the both sisters together? Why? So at least one of them will be chal. The klal is, kol she'eine b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seine. That's the klal. Kol she'eine b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seine. Frekt Reb Chanan, sabayos, if Reuven will die first, so Reuven will be Ziki Keknusa to Levi, and Shimon can't fall in. If Shimon will die first, so Shimon's wife will be Ziki Keknusa to Levi, so Eishes Reuven is Achos Isha. So why the Gemara said that when Reuven and Shimon died Bevasachas, Be'etzem, they would have to follow Yibum. The reason they don't follow Yibum is because Yishal Achos Isha Nesikach Litzor Legal Yisr Boso B'sha'a Shenazu Tzor Azul Azul Lo Yer Lekuchim Afilu Be'achas Mem. Why I have to come to the Droshe? Tell me, let me tell you, what? Why do you have to come to the Drosha? What?
Why would we want to go to the Drosha?
What do you mean? I know why I need a pasuk. You could raise the pasuk, and I know misvor that he can't do yibum because kol she'ena b'zeachazeh. Filu v'sachazeena. I mean, we'll get to that. It's a tesis like that. As I frank Rabbi Elchanan, simen chofei is a whole simen, and he doesn't have a tesis. I want to mechada the kasha klol. The kasha is a starke kasha lechur. So, look about the case of the pasuk of litzro legalis ervoso is that Reuven dies and Shimon dies. If Reuven dies first, the Gemara says Reuven's wife is kuko, Shimon's wife is out. Shimon dies first, Shimon's wife is kiknuso, Reuven's wife is out. Because the two sisters. So, why are Shimon poiter b'shteyem? Benoflu b'vasachas, efshel letzamtzem, Rabbi Yosi aglili. So, be'etzem, they needed to be inside. No, it's the new pasuk, ishel achoyse lesikach. Frek Rebel Cholon, we don't need the pasuk. Kol she'ene b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasachas hazeh. Rabbi Chol himself brings what you bring, Akiva, that could be. Taisus asks the same kasha in Pchoiras. Rabbi Yossi holds that if both of them came out together, both of them are Pchoiras. Frank Taisus, Kol She'ene B'Zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaZeh. If he were born first, the second one is not a Pchoir. So, Kol She'ene B'Zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'Vasach HaZeh. So, Taisus says, Kol Milah Shemayim, we don't say it. We only say it, Achalos Bidei Odom. Achalos Shemayim, you don't say Kol She'ene B'Zeach HaZeh. So, l'fi da teisus could be, it's good. Amazak Rabbi Elchanan, in all of the Rishonim, state nishtase. In the Rishonim and Kiddushin, state in teisus read, that even achalois b'dei shomayim, you say kol she'enu b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach haseinu. And more from that, Rabbi Elchanan explains, we have a Kabbalah from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains, teisus doesn't mean that if it's me'ashomayim, you say it's okay. Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Nedarim, the pshat is hazeh. Why kol she'enu b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach haseinu? Stam klal? When you marry one sister, then you marry the other sister. You can't marry the second one. Why you can't marry the second one? Because the first one disturbs you. If you marry the second one, you can't marry the first one. The chiddush is, even if you do it together, they disturb each other and they cancel out. The chalois of disturb, that one sister disturbs the other one, and the other one disturbs this one, you think bevasachas yul chaparai, if I can't, bevasachas, they destroy each other. Zogta, but what if we're going to start to destroy, like a pchoy? When the first one is a pchoir, why the second one can't be a pchoir? Why the second one can't be a pchoir when the first one is a pchoir? Matzias, not because the first one disturbs him, because the pchoir is the first one. If two come out together, they could be a pchoir. It's not chalois that the second one is not a pchoir because the first one is a pchoir. If the first one is a pchoir, the second one is not. Zoktei says, if mashumayim they happen together, so both of them are pchoiras. Are there a chalois that is a stira? If we say Ziki Kiknusa, then the first one is a stira to the second one is a stira to the first one, so Matalas is not Chal. Zog Rebel Cholon, he doesn't have a teretz, a whole simon. Lama Zog, Kovitz Oris is 100 simonim, a whole simon Rebel Cholon spent on this kasha. Zog Reb Chaim tells her, the Rosh Hashorim, that the Lechure is a Ameratus Dikeshaila. Lechure. Mamesh a pellet, Mamesh a mitzvah leyashel. That can't be shlofen, as Mizat is Rebel Cholon Kefregen as a kasha. And say, Apella, that everyone, everyone here understands the kasha. I mean, Mamash Apella. I was sure I will never manage to say over the kasha. Akiva, no? It doesn't make sense. Mamash Apella, Tachin Aminut. Say, Mamash Apella. Mamash Apella at the kasha from Rebel Chonon. Sounds such a chlore kasha. Zog Reb Chaim tells her. Zog Reb Chaim tells her, he doesn't understand. My heart's a chen goes, it's Mamash Apella for Rebel Chonon, a whole semen. Zog Reb Chaim. You're right. Kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach hazeh. So what Rebbe Cholon tells? If Reuven will die first, Shimon's wife already too late, because she's kiknusa. So Shimon's wife, when she dies, she can't fall to Yibu. Shimon will be first, so Reuven will be out. So what's the Gemara that fits b'vasach hazeh, be'etzem it has to be good, no, it's a drosha. You're right. If Reuven's wife will be first, so Shimon's wife can't chal, because it's ziki kiknusa. If Shimon's wife will be first, so Reuven's wife cannot be chal. So they cancel out each other. And what happens? No one will be Zoycha and Ziki Kiknusa. So no one is Ziki Kiknusa. No one has a Ziki Kiknusa. She can't get a Kiknusa, and she cannot get. Because if she would get, she will not get. If she will get, she will not get. So together they disturb each other. So no one has a Ziki Kiknusa. So no one has a Ziki Kiknusa. Frekta Ruchayim tells her, so what if the Yevomah doesn't have a Ziki Kiknusa? You can be a Yevama on a Ziki Kiknus. We said that Betrei Achim, Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Ziki Kiknusa. So what happens? It's a Yibum on Ziki Kiknusa. So Benachum Bevasachas, you're right, that they stir each other. And no one gets a kiknusa. No one could manage to be married to him. Because if this one is married, the second one is not married. If this one is married, this one... So no one is kiknusa. So now the Yevamas aren't the kiknusa. Under Pshimen, what happens? Two Yevamas fall together, both of them are Yevamas. So what is the problem, Bichlam? What is the Gans' problem here? Two Yevamas fall together. You're right. You can't say Ziki Kiknusa to this one, you can't say this one. Because if this one Kiknusa, the last one is not Kiknusa. If this one Kiknusa, this one. So Vasachas, no one is Kiknusa. So no one is Kiknusa, Tak. So Tak, no one is Kiknusa. So if no one is Kiknusa, oh, but it could be a Yevama on a Kiknusa. She has a Ziki and she's Kiknusa. No. 1 second. Without Reb Shimon, you have a problem in the Sugya? So it happens without Reb Shimon. So Zika Kiknusa is not Chal here.
But the
Zika is not Soyser. On Reb Shimon, Zika is Soyser? No. On Reb Shimon, a wife falls to Yibum. And then my other brother married to her sister, she also falls to Yibum. Lefi Rabbonon, Shtem Tzichas Chalitza. There's no Stira here. Reb Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa. Reb Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa. So you have Reb Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa. And here, Vasachas, it can be Chal. But we see in the Gemara Betrei Achi that when you don't have Ziki Kiknusa, so you could work without Ziki Kiknusa. So we will have Ziki, not Kiknusa.
But by this, the Ziki itself is also going to
be Ziki. I'm telling you again, we see in Rabbanon that Ziki is not Soyser. Only Ziki Kiknusa, the Gemara says that it's Soyser. The Gemara says that Ziki's time is not Soyser. This is the whole Sugya, we're learning. That Ziki Kiknusa is a problem. Ziki Lav Kiknusa is not a problem. So now, you're right, the Vasachas it can be Chal, you can't have Ziki Kiknusa. So you can't have Ziki Kiknusa with Vasachas. And of course, any Vasachas, no one has. But you have a Ziki not Kiknusa. So that's Vilab al Chama. So when the two Yevamas fell, both of them have a Ziki and Lav Kiknusa. So Be'ikar Adin, you will have to do Yibum to either one. And you will have to do Yibum to both, or Chalitza to both. You can't take them. I don't need a pasuk. Why don't need a pasuk? You have misvara. I would use that this Ziki Kiknusa will cancel this one, and this one could cancel this one. But Vasachas, everyone cancels each other. There is no Ziki Kiknusa. But a Ziki Stam Lechura is Chal. What's Virchel? Cholam, bleibt der Kashe. Cholam, bleibt der Kashe. So Lechura is Muchach here. To say in Reb Elchanan. And Reb Elchanan learned that Lefi Reb Shimon, Yibum is only Ziki Kiknusa. It's not so possible to say it, Marty. It's very hard to say it. You can't to say it in enough. Zayachalim to say it. As Lefi Reb Elchanan, Ziki Kiknusa, only Ziki Kiknusa. There's not two Pashas in the world. It's not like, oh, you know what? Reb Shimon holds Ziki Kiknusa. As he does Ziki Kiknusa, this is the only way that Yibum could work. As they move like, no, the Pele is. So it's often the Gemara Mishnah saying that betray Achim is no Ziki Kiknusa. Oh, but Siddur Parshas Yibum. Reb Elchanan weiß the history of this at Birosh Hashiach. Reb Shimon, we speak on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Ziki Kiknusa Yibum is only if it's a Ziki Kiknusa. And even, as I Reb Elchanan learns, the male of Kol She'ene V'zeach HaZeh Afilu B'Vasach HaZeh Inoi, Zog Reb Elchanan will be no Yibum Lefi Reb Shimon. So I don't need a pasuk. Kol she'ein b'zeach zeh afilu v'zeach zeh inoi is no yibum. But the kasha is, we have often the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ali b'de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Ziki Kiknusa only b'chad acher. B'trei acher, Reb Shimon doesn't hold Ziki Kiknusa. And afilu ochi is a parshas yibum, b'trei acher. What? What? Nachman, the Omar ain't Ziki, Hashem gave a parsha that it's called yibum without Ziki. When Noma yes Ziki, Hashem gave a parsha with Ziki. Lefi Reb Shimon, Hashem gave a parsha only with Ziki Kiknusa. When it's no Ziki Kiknusa, it's no parsha Sibum. Because this is Nachamon. You couldn't learn like that. This is the kasha. Suppose it's Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan is coming with a taina. What is Reb Elchanan's taina? What is the Gemara wants? Lefi Reb Shimon to say that it's Bevasacha. Suppose the klal kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh. The kasha is you write it as the klal kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh. Kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh will make that the Ziki Kiknusa cannot be chal. To him, cannot be chal to him, so no one has a Ziki Kiknusa. But he could have other Ziki Kiknusa. They could have a Ziki Stam. Kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh, afilu v'sach hazeh, means The Yibum, the Zikik Knusa cannot be Chal one after each other. After one has a Zikik Knusa, but the other one cannot be Chal. So no Zikik Knusa is Chal. But you can have all a Zikik Knusa. You can have all a Zikik Knusa. It could be Chal all a Zikik Knusa. This is the Kasha. Maybe because the Amri Terutzi. Zalke Chaim tells her, it's Muchach in Rebel Chonor, that Rebel Rosh Shorim speaks out Klora, and Rebel Chonor learned that Ribbit Reb Shimon is only a Parsha of Yibum of Zikik Knusa. If it's no Zikik Knusa, it's no Parsha Sibu. It's no Parsha Sibu. The Mele, if Lu Yitzir, Kol She'enu B'zeh HaZeh, Afilu B'asach HaZeh, it can be Chal. So the Knusa Taki is not Chal. So it's Gol Nishchal. The Shaila is, but we have often the Gemara. The Gemara says, Alibi de Rav Shimon, when you have two brothers, so there's no Zikik Knusa. That's in the Gemara. When Afilu Ha'och is a Parsha Sibu. So we see that Parsha Sibu doesn't need Zikik Knusa. So if Parshas Yibum doesn't need Zikik Knusa, what is your problem? I'm asking you, Reb Shimon holds yes Yibum and two brothers or not? Yes or no? Reb Shimon holds you do Yibum and two brothers. So I is not Zikik Knusa if you're Reb Shimon dear? So this is the Kasha. So what is Reb Chanan's Kasha? Let's speak later. So because of the cash, does it the cash? So we have to come to a mahalach again. It's a new night. The Gemara of Yuzayin is not Reb Shimon. Lefi Reb Shimon is yes zike, and Man De'omar ain't zike. It's not a snap. We're going. The longest is that the Man De'omar yes zike v'zike kiknuso. This is the tzura that the Torah gave the parsha, and we don't have two parshas. The Man De'omar ein Ziki, Hashem gave such a parsha. The Man De'omar yes Ziki, Hashem. So the parshas we learn, the Chaim Tazel learned, everyone learns that Reb Shimon just holds also Ziki Kiknusa. But Rav Adi Yibum doesn't need Ziki Kiknusa. Maybe we don't understand Rebbe Chanan's kash. What's with Rebbe Chanan bichlal? Because she ain't bezeach zefil v'asach haseinu. So the Ziki Kiknusa taki won't have bicha. Give a parsha on, give a parsha together on Ziki Kiknusa. This is our kash. The Talmud says the Chaim Tazel, Vayistayis Rebbe Chanan has a new mahalach. Shalom is mad with us. Rebbe Chanan learns that it's not two mahalchim. If it's a mahalch of Zikik Knusa, this is the Tzura of Yibum. And when you don't have Zikik Knusa, remember you don't have a Parsha Sibum. Now the Kasha is, we have often a Gemara that betray Achim. We have often a Gemara betray Achim. State in the Gemara that betray Achim. Leman Omer Lefi Reb Shimon ain't Zikik Knusa, and Afilu Ochi is a Parsha Sibum. That's the Shvarket. So here we have to say it's very late. We'll finish Sunday. Chbetak, it's a Zen in a Veinik. It's a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Ayin Dalet, Amud Alef. A minute. It's a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Ayin Dalet, Amud Alef. It's a Machlekes Ran V'Rosh. It's a Machlekes Ran V'Rosh. Leman De'omar Ein Zike Betrei Achim. Ein Zike Betrei Achim. Lefi Reb Shimon. So no one has, or one of them has? No one has, or one of them has. Legabi, what is the machlekes? There the Gemara says that leman de'omar ein zike betrei achim, so the yovam cannot be matir nedorim. Frek the Ran, let both of them to do it. And mimon, afshach, you'll be covered. Zag the Ran, as igzeres hakosuv, you need to know who is the husband. Zag the Rosh, no one has. What is the kachme? I told you, betrei achim is no zike. In Ran state that we bring our Gemara betrei achim ein zike, means both of them don't have, but one of them has. We'll have to be masbet.
Right?